Welcome to the Kiss Kissinger Show, Internet Radio's smart talk around the clock. I'm your host, Kiss Kissinger, and on today's show, we'll be speaking with England's poet laureate, Pinky Bean, from Yorkshire Putting on Avon. Mr. Bean, welcome to the show. You're quite a long way from home.
I think I am, but I'm getting used to it.
Well, that's excellent, Mr. Bean. I was wondering if you could tell us how long you've been writing poetry.
I've been writing ever since I was a tiny lad living on the Yorkshire Pudding Moors. It was quite dark and dank and smelly, those moors. No other kids around, you see. So I took to the pen and paper and made up words like I was talking to myself, I was.
And you've been quite successful at it, too. I understand you won your first poetry contest when you were just 5 years old.
That's right. The name of the poem was Pinky Bean Goes Wee-Wee. It became quite popular at the pub. My father used to recite it for all the blokes. Then he entered it into the Yorkshire Pudding on Avon annual word go round, kind of yearly song and poetry fest, and people liked it, and the rest was history, as they say.
It sure was, Mr. Bean. And now I think you said you have a poem you'd like to recite for us. Can you tell us the title?
I sure can. It's called Albatross Ramble. I can't remember what I wrote it or even if I did write it, but it's quite a cute little jetty. And, well, the laureate people think I wrote it, so they gave me the grand prize, which was £50, and a nice plaque on the wall of the Yorkshire Pudding on Avon Bat and Claw Pub and on Dunright Street. And I'm very happy to have been so awarded.
Deservedly so, Mr. Bean. Recite away.
Okay, here goes. Albatross Ramble by Pinky Bean. I woke up this morning to find an albatross staring at me. Funny, it wasn't there last night. Last night I was alone. The albatross lay on the bed. The sheets were soaking. Funny, I live miles from any coast. I invited no bed sailors home. I dreamt of no oceans. This bird is alive. It watches me carefully. I watch it carefully. I think that for some reason we deserve one another. I remember, I got someone to meet. Someone clear, someone with whom I am calm, someone who lets things glow. As I put on my overcoat to go out, I think that maybe after all I don't deserve this bird. Albatrosses cause hang-ups. There's nothing I can do with them. I can't get them into zoos for zoo attendants have enough albatrosses. Nobody's particularly eager to take my albatross. Maybe the bird's in the wrong house. Maybe it meant to go next door. Maybe that sailor lives next door. Maybe it belongs to the man upstairs. Maybe it belongs to the girls in the basement. It must belong to someone. I rush out into the corridor and shout, "Does anyone own an albatross? Has anyone lost it? There's an albatross in my room." I'm met by an awkward silence. I know the man upstairs is not happy. I know the girls in the basement stagger lost among the furniture. Maybe they're trying to get rid of it. Oh, and maybe they palmed the albatross off on me. I don't want an albatross. I don't want this bird. I'm not like my friends who meet an albatross. I've got to find someone different, someone really nice and healthy. Although I've made albatross traps, well, I sprayed the thing with glue, fed it every poison available, it still persists in living. This bird with peculiar shadows casts a starkness over everything. If I go out, it would only follow me. It would flop on the seat next to me on the bus, scowling at the passengers. If I took it to the park, it would only bother the ducks and couples in rowing boats, tell the trees it's winter. who would be patted by policemen as they gently ask, "Have you an albatross license?" "Oh, Gloombird, Doombird, I can do nothing about it. There are no albatross exterminators in the directory. I've looked for hours." And now, my friend is knocking on the door, less patient, frowning, a bit sad, a bit angry. "Oh, so behind this door make noises like an albatross. A terrible crying. Put my mouth to the keyhole and wail, albatross wails. My friend will know then I have an albatross in my room. My friend will sympathize with me. Go away knowing it's not my fault. I can't open the door. Oh, wait here. I might devise some plan. It's spring and everything's good but for this. This morning I woke with an albatross in my room. There's nothing I can do about it till tomorrow." That was Albatross Ramble by Pinker Bean. Thank you very much.
Mr. Bean, thank you so much for joining us today. Your poem is remarkable, to say the least.
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Kiss Kissinger Show. I'm your host, Kiss Kissinger, and I just want to thank you for being with us today and listening to the wonderful, the exotic Pinky Bean. Folks, please join us again for more illuminating topics on Kiss Kissinger.